Okay, when it is.
Zukta Heilige Commissioner.
En ben Shilo Yerushalayim ela she Shilo ochlim kodshim kalim u'maaser sheni bechol haro'e b'Yerushalayim lifnim min ha'choma. Continuing now our list of the series of Ein Beins, which are so central to Purim, because I have initially besume b'puri ad sheyoda lo yoda bein. So one of the things that is an Ein Bein is the difference between Shilo and Yerushalayim. We know that in Shilo there was a period of nearly 400 years in which we were Baruch Hashem settled quiet for a while, and during that period it was usur to be makriv chutz, which we'll see in a moment, a continuation of previous Mishnah. And the only difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim in terms of the Mokum itself was that in a very unusual way there were no chomot around Shiloh other than the actual mechitot of the Heichal itself, which was the equivalent of the Mishkan, and you could eat in a way that is so against everything that we're used to, the concept of mechitot. There were no mechitzas for Kodshim Kalim, so that anything within range of Re'iyah, as long as you could actually see the place, you could eat Kodshim Kalim. Whereas in Yerushalayim, you needed to be lifnim min hachuma. In both cases, however, there was a machitza for kodshe kodshim. Kan mekan kodshe kodshim ne'echolim lifnim min hakiloyim, nekiloyim, meaning the azora itself, as opposed to the chuma ta'ir, or just the re'iya, when it comes to Shiloh. Kedushat Shiloh yesh acharei heter, kedushat Yerushalayim ein acharei heter. Now, there is a difference in that once you come to Yerushalayim, there is no longer heter habamot, whereas when it was a Shiloh time, you could, in fact, it says el ha-menucha ve'el ha-nachala. Ha-menucha is Shiloh. You'll notice that the word Shiloh comes from the word shalev, which is menucha. Nachala is Yerusha shalev, it's a full nachala. So the Yerusha ve'nachala is meruma here as well. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, shemati shemakrivim v'bet chonyo bizman hazeh. We know that after Shimon HaTzadik died and he left two sons, and there was a whole inter-family fight, and one of the sons was forced out, went away to Mitzrayim, created his own Beit HaMikdash, the Machlokas in Menachos, whether it was a Shem Avodat Kochavim or the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was called Beit Chonyo. So Rabbi Yitzchak holds that Bizman HaZeh, after the Churban HaBayit, you're allowed to bring a Korban in Mitzrayim, in Beit Chonyo. Obviously, Kasavar Beit Chonyo Nav Beit Avodah Zarah. Clearly, he holds, like the Man Yomo says, that Beit Chonyo was not made for purposes of Avodah Zarah. Huh? And furthermore, it's clear that he holds the Kasavar, Kedusha Rishonah Kichal Sha'ata, and he also holds that the Kedushat Yerushalayim was not meant to be Kodesh Li'olam. Most learn that this is a question of intent. What was the intent at the time of the Kedusha? Was it intended to be Li'olam? Was it intended? Okay, we'll see a little bit more of this in our Sugya, although this is not the main place in Sugya Megillah, of course. Dichtiv, ki lo batem ad ata el ha-menucha ve'la nachala. So menucha zo Shiloh, as we pointed out, nachala zo Yerushalayim, and since the Torah puts the two together, so makish nachala le'menucha, just like menucha, we're all agreed that yesh akarea heter. Nobody claims that once the Shechina appeared in Shiloh, there was no longer heter abamot in Novin Givon. We know clearly from Tanakh that obviously after Shiloh was destroyed, they went to Novin Givon, brought karbanot all the time. There was never anybody who was potzeh akpe that there should be an isra abamot. So just like there was no isra abamot after the loss of Shiloh, so too there's no isra abamot after Yerushalayim. That was Rabbi Yitzchak's statement, which was, of course, a rather politically incorrect statement. Omer lo, so they said to him, Amr, did you say that? Omer lo, what are you, crazy? Me? Lo, absolutely. I would never say anything like that. Omer Rabbi Elohim Amr, I swear to God, he said it. I heard it. My own self. Gamina lamine. I know he said it. So why is he now having charata? Mishum kasha, the Rav Mori. Rav Mori showed him that he was wrong, and he had charata, the motive of Rav Mori. Rav Mori asked him from the Mishnah, the Kedushat Shiloh yesh acharei heter, Kedushat Yerushalayim ein acharei heter, and he was saying that you could be makriv b'bamot. It certainly was only a boma Beit Chonyo. Bizman hazeh, can you imagine the Beit HaMikdash in Baruch Park? Oh God, it would have made Binyan Hurdis look like a bathroom. If we were Matir Beit Chonyo. Actually, we would undoubtedly have competing ones. You know, you have a Beit Chonyo, and a Beit Elozer, and a probably some, you know, Beit Shraga and Beit Batya, and who knows?
Why would they be Beit Shraga instead of denying it?
No, that's what it means. No, it means I don't stand by it. Are you saying that? No, I don't say. I was just kidding around. But no, it's said in a way to avoid having to deal with the whole, you know, both the retraction and why I retract. Not me. The oath, that's question number one. It says Beferish that Ein Achre Heter in Yerushalayim. And furthermore, it says in the Mishnah, Misha Bo Yerushalayim Esra Bamot Velo Hayalayim Od Heter Vihi Haita Nachala. I mean, what do we want? So the Mishnah Zvokin says this Beferish that there's nothing to do. Once you come to Yerushalayim, there's no longer a Heter. That's the Nachala that's referred to in the Torah. But, I mean, the fact is, of course, that, I mean, Tanoi, really, Machlok is Tanoi. I mean, it's not that Rav Yitzchak was off the wall over here. What I heard is that when they came up to build the second Beit HaMikdash, what they did was they first put up curtains, and then they built the walls that were already there. The curtains served as walls initially. In order to avoid having the workmen standing in the Heichal when they built it, so the curtains were built in such a way that building the wall from the outside was the correct measurement. Whereas in the Azara, there was no issur of standing in the Azara. So over there, they built while they were inside, to which, at least it appears, to which Rabbi Yehuda responds, well, I heard, Shemakrivim Afa Bishem Bayit. I heard there was no need, because the assumption words was over here. Why did we build the curtains without curtains? You couldn't recreate the Kedusha Samishka, because you need to first define the space, and after the space is defined, you go through the process of creating the Kedusha on the space, which the Gemara, the Mishnah actually in Zvokim speaks out how you go about doing this. And the Karbonas, the Achila things that are eaten only in Azor, and so on. So it was, the Bashma'ut was, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you needed first to have the space divine, because the initial Kedusha was Batel, so you needed to recreate it. How could you create it other than by first building the Mechitzot? So, okay. So temporarily the curtains served as Mechitzot, whereas Rabbi Yeshua said, no, I didn't need that. You can be makriv even though there is no bayit, so apparently continuing the original kedusha. You can eat kachim afa she'en kilayim, because the mechitzot essentially existed and therefore retained, the area retains its kedusha from then. And kachim kalim u'ma'aser sheni afa pi she'en choma, and therefore, again, we're assuming, and therefore what would be the new need for these kilayim? Mipnei she'kedusha rishona kishala she'atav kishala atid labo, which meant that the Kedusha was never batel, which therefore we can assume Michlal, the Rebbe Eliezer, Savan, lo kichal atid lavo. In which case, that's the machloket. Rebbe Yeshua says, what do you need to rebuild? You could have used it the way it is. Rebbe Eliezer says, you had to rebuild. In which case, Rebbe Yitzchak essentially could have said that he was saying, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. And actually, it does exist. So why, I mean, what do you hold that Rabbi Yitzchak didn't know the Mishnah? I mean, everybody knows the Mishnah. What are you saying? You have Charata because of the Mishnah. He certainly had read the Mishnah. Besides which, if Lamaisitz Machloket Tanoim, why did he have Charata? He could have said, Ana de Amrika. I mean, there's no need to have Charata. Tosis brings a Shita that one way of understanding over here is that there was never a Heter Labamot, no matter how you learn. The Machloket Tanoim over here is the question of whether you can be Machloket. If you have the Mokum HaMizbeach, so the Shaila is the Mokum HaMizbeach Mutter, but is the question whether a Boma is Mutter, that everybody was made a Ein Laheter means Ein Laheter BeBoma. So Tosis wants to be Makadesh. Now what he thought originally, Rabbi Yitzchak, was that any Machlokas was actually dependent in the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which would allow you to go to Borough Park and to bring a Korban. But in that he had made an error, and that actually the Machlokas was only whether you need to make a kedusha of the mizbeach with the mechitzot and so on, or not. But certainly, you cannot go around being makom in Beit Honyo and on a mizbeach. And therefore, he said, never mind." But he did. So he didn't know the Mishnah. He understood it was about machloket. He just took the machloket a little broader than he should have. This is of course one of the most homeric sugyas. It's not really a fundamental Megillah sugya. So I mean, we won't go into the details over here. But the actual complications of the various sheets. Sarishonim are fantastic. I mean, let's take a look at some of the assumptions that we make. Just, I'll tell you over what how the lemaisa of this. I mean, there was quite a bit of ad hayom, quite a bit of lemaisa issues about whether you could bring the korban. Should we bring korbanas in the Beit HaMikdash? Should we? In other words, if you hold that the Rambam paskins most the Achronim paskins, actually, like Rambam, that the kedusha be shown only in terms of the Beit HaMikdash. He has a completely different way of reading the Gemara than we would naturally have read it. But vis-a-vis the Beit HaMikdash, kedusha rishona is kichel ha-shaita v'kichel ha-tid lavo. Therefore, bisman hazeh, you're not allowed to go into the Beit HaMikdash v'tumah and so on. But, I mean, as far as the akravat korban, the korban should be okay. Tumah is utra v'tzibur, and therefore we should bring korban zachim, and we should... Then, okay, there's all kinds of other issues. What do you do about needing a kohen miuchas? How do you know it's really a kohen? What do you do about needing big tekuna? The kohen would have a din of a zar. Can you be sure that your tchelet is tchelet? And how about the makom ha-mizbeach? Absolutely certain about the makom ha-mizbeach. If you mark it, except for the makom ha-mizbeach. Many, many questions, one after the other like that. It was a tremendous political potato, which was the reason that the reginer's tcheles were ma'orer such a fantastic political reaction. Because one of the main things that everybody said, one thing we don't have to worry about, because we don't have the tcheles, thank God. All of a sudden, some guy comes up and claims to discover tcheles and wants to shoot him down immediately. So I guess that has a lot of ramifications. There's actually a letter from the Chaim Sofer to his son-in-law, the Rabbi Weger, trying to arrange to get reshus from the Shiltonot here, the Turks, to have them allow the Jews to bring the Korban Pesach. You imagine?
Wow.
Things have changed. Let me tell you. The Meiri writes that, not like the Rambam, but from what he's heard, everybody paskins that it's not Kodesh Le'atid Lavo, and that the minig is that everybody goes on Tiulim in the Makom HaMikdash. This is the Rishon Bisman. Apparently that was the Yenin Bisman. No. Speaking, I'm going to get a little carried away, but that was such an interesting thing. There's a Tashbat, fascinating, who brings that he received a letter. It says, in Mitzrayim, it must be that they hold their Kedusha, because in Mitzrayim, they still go on Aliyah L'Regel. Why would they go on Aliyah L'Regel if there's not Kedusha? It says, but the proof of the pudding is that they report back when they come back from Aliyah L'Regel that the Nisim that were in Yerushalayim are still going on. And the proof is that they have, like, just a few Jews living there all year. They have these little tiny shuls that basically hold a minion, but when all the Olam L'Rego come, there are 300 people davening there and there's still room. So obviously, Yerushalayim expands the way it always did to me. Olam lo amar adam. I think in the Roma we find that all the time. Fascinating. I thought that was beautiful. So. Oh, and he closes with the words, v'zeh siman l'gula hashlishit. So there was already people. All right. Shamati. Oh, so says the Gemara. Wait. You're making a lot of assumptions over here. You see, because your assumption is that you put Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua one next to the other as if they're having a conversation. What if they're not having a conversation? What if there are two people that are reporting halacha, one having nothing to do with the other? So says Ravina to Ravashi. I don't understand how you jump to conclusions over here. Mimai. You don't know that Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, are arguing about this. Mar vay de shmiyalei kamar, mar vay de shmiyalei kamar. Look, they could both be saying over things that are basically to talk past each other. But one is saying, I heard that when they came up, they put up curtain. Thank you very much. The other one says, I heard you can be makriv afa bishen bayit. Thank you very much. So who's to say they're disagreeing? I just say, so what? What do you mean? But if you can be makriv without a bayit, what's the point of the curtains? No, that's such a big problem. V'chi temek la'im l'Rabbi Eliezer, l'amali l'tzniyot ha-me'ama. But it's nice to have the place exposed. You wouldn't bring in carbonas and so on. I mean, there's bechlala getter of tzniut, which we know is part of the union of the butzer and to cover over the level of the person standing on the mizbeach. So what's the riot that they're arguing in the din of whether you're able to be makriv? That's not a riot that there's a tanoi. You want a riot that there's a tanoi? Like kihani tanoi. There is a machloket, but it's not Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yeshua necessarily. The tanya amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yosi. Lama manucha famim et elu. Let me ask you something. Why do we have this list of the cities? This is a list of cities that appears in Erechim, where there's a whole sugya, of course, of Batei Orei Chaim. So it lists over there the following cities are still Kodesh B'Kedushas Batei Orei Chaim. So the reason they listed those cities is Kishu Alu B'nei Golah Matzuatela V'Kichum. That when the B'nei Golah came up from Bavel, they found these cities, identified them, and they were re-mekadesh them from, to give them back the Dirabot Arechoma. Remember that the question of Arechoma is not only related to Armasecha. I mean, we built around the model of Batei Arechoma, so we built the din of the Mukafot Choma Miyamot Yoshua Bin Nun. But in actual terms, Dioraita, the Mukafot Choma have a special halacha, which has to do with Geula, first of all, that you can be Goyal a house there during 1 year, and after that it's Mukhlat, it doesn't go out in Shemitah, which is completely the opposite of normal dinim of Shemitah, I mean of Yovel, normal dinim of Yovel. And the other thing is that it has a Kedusha in terms of a Mitzorah. So Mitzorah is Shalua Chutz Le Kedushat Batei Arei Choma. There's no Kedusha in a normal city that's different than the rest of Kedushat Arei. Okay, so when it comes to that Kedusha, they had to re-Mekadesh them. Aval Arishonot, however, all of the other cities, the Kedusha was Batel Mishabat Laharetz. That after the Galut, so the Kedusha, the original Kedusha, became Batel. Alma Kasava Kedusha Rishonaki So you see from there, if they needed to be re-mekadesh those arim, obviously the initial kedusha did not let. V'raminu. So we ask on that. Omar Rabbi Yishmael bar Rabbi Yossi v'chielu bilvad hayu. Why are you listing only these cities in Erech? There were so many of them. Halo kvar nemar shishim ir kol chevel argov. I mean, just in the area of Sichon Ma'og. I mean, you're talking about one section. Chevel argov, 60 cities. And then kol elah arim betzurot chomah gvoah. Why are we listing a couple of tiny places? What happened to all the other cities? Ela lama manu chachamim et elu. Why then did the chachamim list those cities? Shekishalu b'nei agola matzu elu v'kichu. When they came back, that sounds like the same thing, right? They found these and were re-mekadesh them. Just, wait. That's wrong. Because the continuation, as we'll see in a moment, is v'lo rak elu ela kol sheyala that this is one of those cities you don't need to be because how can you tell me Kichum? Contradiction. We're assuming you know the end. What do you mean? Since they want Kichum? Wait, what's the Kichum? I thought you were about to say that lo tzricha l'kedusha, that you don't need to be Mekadosh. Why? Sorry. Matzu et elu umanum. These were the only ones that were identified for the tour guides. But the rest of them, they simply don't know. If, in fact, you go to your, what do they call it, what you're going to?
Ishtalmut.
And now all of a sudden they discovered another 50 cities for you to make money on. So, lo elu dilman. Elekoshital elecha misoret. As long as Big Daddy gives you that Masoret. So you end up finding somebody who remembers that this was a place that was Mukefet Chomam Yimot Yoshua Nun Benun. Kol mitzvot alalo na'agin bo. All of these mitzvot are applicable. Bibleish kedusha rishona kichala shata v'kichala atid lava. So therefore, there are clearly two shitas in which one says they needed to be remekadesh. The other one says they don't need to be remekadesh. One of them is Rabbi Yishmael, and the other one is Rabbi Yishmael. What? Kash and Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Yishmael. Wait a minute. How could you have said both of these shitas? And look, I mean, it apparently it was two Tanoim, or it could be it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosef. Maybe it was Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosef. You said one of them, because we do know that this is Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosef, Shita in a bright Tanya, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosef, Omer, Asher Lo Choma, very strange way of spelling Lo with a Vav and with an Aleph. Is it a yes or is it a no? Boy, you really have you hedge your bets over here by spelling it a Vav and an Aleph. So what is it coming to tell me? Even though Asher Lo Choma there is no wall, but Asher Lo Choma there is a wall. So if it had a wall at the time of Kisars, it retains that Kedusha, which means, of course, for any normal person reading this Gemara, that if you hold that Kedusha Shadda Kitchel Shadda Kitchel Atid Lavo, then the Kedusha Batei Arei Choma continues on. And if your hold Asher Lo Choma comes to tell me that even if there is no wall, then by definition you're saying Kedusha Shadda Kitchel Shadda Kitchel Atid Lavo, but that's for normal people. Of course, the Rambam figures out from the Zogir that the Beit HaMikdash is Kitchel Atid Lavo, and no place else, but Asher Lo Choma is true. Even if there's no wall now, it still retains those halachas. And this is two completely different things. The Asher Lo Choma means, as long as there is Kedushat Haaretz, you don't need to have the wall expanded. Of course, if the Kedushat Haaretz is Batel, so is the Kedushat Batei Arei Choma. Of course, everybody else is, especially the Raavad. What do you mean? But the Gemara just got finished saying that this must be the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, take the place of Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi, because apparently the two are interrelated. Why Asher Lo lo choma means asher lo choma, that therefore the kedusha rishona is kedusha shadu lavo. Problem. Okay. But anyway, this is the Rambam. He loves giving us these conundrums. And so we are finally ready to begin our study of the Megillah. Vayehi bimei Achashverosh. I'm Rabbi Levi. Vitei Rabbi Yonatan. Davar ze mesorat biyadenu miyad shei kneset hagdola. We have this as a mesorah. Kol makom shenemer vayehi eino ela lashon tzar. You start off with that word vayehi. Or vay venehi. Nehi means even moaning and groaning. So it's oy vey smear when you say
vay.
Oh yeah. So therefore vayehi bimei Achashverosh. It's already a remez at the end. Bad news is coming. Haman. Immediately it turns to a hunger. Things went sour as soon as he got that vayi. They're already building the tower. First World War. Oh boy, we know what happened there. That Moloch was ready to slice off his head. Bad news, oh, that got the show fast. You're not going to be building my Beit HaMikdash. Wait a minute. It says here, which was the day of Shmini Lemiluim. At last, there's a functioning Mishkan. What do you mean? It was bad news that day. Shachim Nodavaviyu. What it was Vayihi, there was terrible tragedy. Well, what about Vayihi Shmonim Shana Ve'arba Me'od Shana? I mean, we have over here brilliant the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and we make such a big Vayihi. Behold, here it is, the day has arrived, and where everybody is so excited. I mean, how could that possibly be bad? Vayihi Abayit Vashem, isn't that nice? And what about Vayihi Kasher Ra'a Yaakov et Rachel? Look at that. Love. Vayihi Erev Vayivoker Yom Echad. And don't forget, it was Yom Sheni. And don't forget, it was Yom Shlishi. And don't forget, there's lots of days. And Ketuvah. What about all those happy days? Omer Ravashi. Wait. You got the Masorah a little bit wrong. There are some Vayihis that are very dramatic. Is that in the Medrash? Im Simcha, Im Simcha Kamohu. Im Tzar, Im Tzar. It's definitely dramatic. That's for sure. It doesn't have to be dramatically horrible. But Vayihi Bimei, Vayihi Bimei is always dramatically horrible. Eino Ela Lashon Tzar. Chamisha Vayihi Bimei. There's five cases of Vayihi Bimei. Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh, Vayihi Bimei Shvat HaShoftim, Vayihi Bimei Amraphel, Vayihi Bimei Achaz, Vayihi Bimei Yehoyakim. Those days were all problem days. Om Rabbi Levi Dover Zeh Mesoret Biyadeinu Miavoteinu. Once we're talking about Rabbi Levi's Mesoret, you should know that Amotz, who was the father of Yeshayahu ben Amotz, and Amatzia, who was the king of Yehuda, they were brothers. Amotz v'Amatzia Achim Avu. We won't ask what the name of all the other brothers are. You can just imagine. Micah Mashmalon. And what's the Kiddush? Kiddush Hei. Yadam Reb Shmuel Ben Achmin. Yom Rabbi Yonatan. Kol Kalash Itznua Bebeit Chamia. A kala that is very tzanua and covers her hair, and you don't really see very much of her while she's in her father-in-law's home. Zocha v'yotzim mimena melachim v'neviim is zocha to have kings and prophets. How do we know from Tamar? How do we know that Tamar was very tzanua? Oh boy, they should all be tzanua like this. How do we know that? Oh, this is very nagia and Megillah, obviously. It's Esther. We're going to have the whole sugya of the youth of Esther. And she certainly don't seem too tzanua at the end of the story. But here's the same thing with Tamar. It's actually the Tzadok points at that point. That's all interrelation. So how do we know? Tamar, it says, Vayarel Yudava Yachshev El Zona Ki Chistah Paneha. He thought she was a Zona because she had her face covered. Wait. So then why do you think she was a Zona? Last I heard, Zonas, they usually go around prancing about. They don't Chistah Paneha. So Ki Chistah Paneha Mishum De Chistah Paneha Vayachshev El Zona Ela Mishum De Chistah Paneha Vayet Chamin and recognize her. Because all of her life he had never seen her face. She was always covered. So Chistah Paneha while he was around. So therefore, when he saw her here, he had no idea who she was. So Vayachshev El Zona, what's this woman doing out on the corner? So therefore, he lo havayonama. Because of that, Zakta v'yatsu mimena, Malachim v'neviim. We know that David HaMelech came from that union. So the Melachim we know from David, and the Nevi'im, because now we know that if Amotz and Amatz were Achim, so then it's Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amotz, which means that Amatzia was the grandson of David, great-great-grandson of David, and Amotz was the father of Yeshayahu and David. So now we know that she had Nevi'im as well. So Melachim and Nevi'im. V'yom Rebbe Levi, another Reb Levi Mesoret, Dovah Zeh Mesoret V'yadinu Mi'avotenu, Mokom Aaron Eno Min Hamidah. The Aaron that Moshe Rabbeinu made was put there in the Heichal, but it didn't take up any dimension. It wasn't part of three-dimensional space. Because, look, it says over here that Tanya HaMiyot, it's also bright. Aaron Shasar Moshe Yesho Eser Amot L'chol Ruah. The entire Dvir was, the Kodshi HaKadosh, was 20 Amot. And yet, it says, V'lifnei HaDvir Esrim Ama Orech V'chiv K'naf HaKruv HaEchad Eser Amot U'knaf HaKruv HaEchad Eser Amot. That if you count from the Kruvim, the wings of the Kruvim, up until the wings of the next Kruvim, or take up, these are the Kruvim that were built, Shlomo built Kruvim there, the additional Kruvim, so there were 10 Amot. What about the Aron? Aron Gufei HaKadakoi. There was no space left for the Aron. Elolav Shvamina, that's right. It wasn't part of three-dimensional space. So, B'nei Yalmeid. I mean, it was there, you see it there, but you could not measure from it. It was the same distance, whether you measured up to it, to pass it, it was always the same distance. So therefore, it didn't take up space. You know, Brem is, of course, that the Torah is not nish from developed. It exists from a higher dimension. The whole idea of the Beit HaMikdash is a higher dimensional space, in which it subsumes normal space. That's what was driving Moshe crazy. Driving Shlomo HaMelech crazy. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Mekomo Shel Olam, exist within Bein HaKruvim? Doesn't make any sense. Yeah, part of the problem. Rabbi Yonah. Yeah.
Rabbi Yonah. That's how he said it. He opened the door to another dimension.
Yeah, exactly. Rabbi Yonatan Potach. We know a lot of the Tanoim and Amoroim found a posik that they felt was the key to understanding the Megillah. So Rabbi Yonatan would open the door to the Megillah from the always darshaning the following posik. And he would read, V'kamti aleihem nu'um Hashem tzva'ot v'ichrati labav al shem u'she'er sh'ar nin v'nin v'nech. Now it would darshan that posik, and indeed it's an amazing thing, because that happens instantaneously at the beginning of the Megillah, all in one set. So what is this referring to? Shame is the ktav, the sha'ar is lasho, nin is always lashon of malchut, if they are shemesh, yinon shemo, and neched refers to the ongoing presence of malchut Bavel, which was Vashti at that time. She was the only now vindication of Achashverosh's continuing legitimacy, because she was still from the malchut Bavel. So neched zu Vashti. Of course, that's exactly what happens at the beginning of the Megillah. Vashti is destroyed, which now means there's no longer malchut Bavel, and immediately they give out the letters, which they no more speaking in the language of Bavel. And they cut out the entire malchus, therefore, of Bavel, together with they wrote the letter. It was the end of the Ktav Bavel, the end of the language of Bavel, and all happened in one fell swoop.
But they understood that language before they wrote it. Why they would have written it in that language? In other words, the language existed.
No, but they forced. They were destroying it. They forced everybody to use this as the malchut language, so that exactly. So this was the only recognized language. So anytime you dealt with the government, you had to deal in this. So everybody needed to know Kasi. And this was the end of the power of Bavel in the world. Basically, they destroyed it's like what happened to the poor French. They haven't gotten over it. Rav Shmuel, I mean, the more you deprive them of it, the more powerful there is their belief in it. At this point, they won't even answer you if you say hello. They pretended that they understood at least hello. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Patach Lapit Chalai Parshat Miyachat Tachat Anatzut Yalev Erosh. So here the Torah describes the coming Geula, so that in place of the thorns, the Natzut Yalev Erosh V'Tachat Atzirpa, the low bushes Yalev Hadas V'Yash L'Hashem L'Shem La'ot Olam Lo Yikar.
Karet. What is that referring to? So Takada Natsutz, that's Amana Rasha. Natsutz is not just the thorn in your side, but it's Shasat Smoavodazara. Dichtiva Vachol Hana'atsutim. Here in the sense of those things that are thorns, so to speak, of Yachol and Akan Borkusai. So it says over there, the Vachol Hana'atsutim, Vachol Hana'alolim, Yalev Rosh. Why is this in the Gilorian? It's Mordechai. Mordechai relates to Rosh. How? Because the remez to Mordechai in the Torah is Atar Kachlecha Bisamim Rosh Mor Dror. Now, Mor Dror, the Targum of Mor Dror, is Mori Dachia, which if you read it fast enough is Mordechai. There you go. So therefore, Mordechai is now Rosh, and the Yaleh V'Rosh.
Also sounds like Mordor. Mm-hmm. What are we trying to prove with all these asmatas?
We're just not proving anything. We're opening the door. If you'd like to save a portion and have fun, we can go through them all. But you got to bring something with. Mitargamina Mori Daka, Takat HaSirpat, that's Vashti HaRasha'ah. HaRasha'ah was Bat Beno Shal Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha'ah. And he was the one that went ahead, and that's the Sirpat. He was Saraf, the Refidat Beit Hashem. That's Refidato Zahab. So the coating of the Beit HaMikdash, he was the Soref, the Pad. Or this is the Sirpat. Yale Hadas, and we know that Esther is called Hadassah. Shenema, Vahi Omenet Hadassah, Yester. So there you go. Perfect. Because all the Ramazim for the Gula are about Mordechai and Esther and Vashti and so on. Vayala Hashem L'Shem, Mikra Megillah. Lo'ot Olam Lo Yikaret, that's Yemei Purim, that even if all of the Yomim Tovim are Bavotel, Yemei HaPurim Ha'ailu Lo Yasuf, Yivizorim. Rav Shur ben Levi had a different petach. He was petach HaPitcha L'Vahai Pashat HaMihach. V'aya Kasher Sas Hashem Elachim Le'itivetem. In the same way that God is happy to be made to you, l'harbot etchem, ken yasisa Hashem alechem la'avid etchem la'shmid etchem, m'nisakten al p'nei adamah. So, here we have, ken yasis la'ra etchem, how's that possible? Mi'chadi HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'palatam shurim. Shoyim, what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy when Shoyim are destroyed? V'chtiv b'tzeto lifnei ha'chalutz v'omrim, hodu la'ashem, ki le'olam chasto. So when they would go out to war, that notice that it says over here, Yehoshaphat's going out to war, and they're all shouting Yisrael, B'tach Hashem, all the regular stuff. They put on the tanks, and it says, Hodu LaHashem Ki L'Olam Chasdo. How do you leave out the Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki L'Olam Chasdo? I mean, at that point, what happened to the Ki Tov? Ne'emar lo ne'emar Ki Tov Bo'Hoda Azu. V'she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach B'Balatan Shel Rasha'im. It's not good. Hashem's not happy about this, Omar. I mean, so you don't want to write something like that on your tanks. V'yom Rabbi Yochanan, another riot at that time. I don't see v'lo korab ze el ze kol ha'layla. What's the kara ze el ze v'yamar refers to? Malachim saying Kedusha. And here it says, Velokarav Zel Zekolalav, referring to two machanot of Yisrael and Mitzrayim. But obviously that language, Velokarav Zel Zek, it's too much of a coincidence that it should be the same language, must be that Bikshu Malachia Sharet Lomar Shira. So the Zel Zek wanted to say the Shira. Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you crazy? Maasei Yadai Tovim Bayam, all these poor Mitzrayim are drowning. Vatem Omrim Shira. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, that the point over here is that who ain't no sas, he ain't happy, but Acherim Mesis, he makes other people happy, the ones who enjoy killing his enemy. So therefore it says, and you'll notice, take a name, Ken Yasis is now a transitive verb. Locative Ken Yasus, Ken Yasis, he will make others happy. Rebaba Bar Kahana started the Megillah from here. The Adam Shetov Lefanav Natan Chochma. That's referring to Mordechai HaTzadik, because that we see is what happened to him here in the Megillah. The Chotei was given a life of gathering together, putting it in the bank so that somebody else gets the account. And that was Haman. In the end, Latet Tov L'Knei Elohim. That is Mordechai and Esther. The Chivatosem, Esther, that's the Latet et Mordechai al Beit Haman. Rabba Bar Ephron, Tosfos says be careful not to read that as Rabba Bar Ephron, because Shem Rishayim Yirkav, and Ephron doesn't have a good reputation after the way he treated our forefather. So Ephron, there was someone called Rabba Bar Ephron. Batal HaPitchalai Pashata Mihach. V'samti Kisi Be'elam. So here HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about putting his chair in Elam, and by putting my chair there, I destroy Melach Vesarim. So Melach Zuvashti, as we saw earlier, that's the Malchus above Sarim, Zahaman, Ve'aseret Banav. Okay, a nice beginning of the pitchas to the Megillah. We got a lot more pitchas to come. But Shiloh Yerushalayim, Ela Shebishiloh Ochlim Kotchim Kalam Ayis Hashem Bechlal Rav Yerushalayim Zvim Min Achoma. Kan Vekan Kotchim Kotchim Nechol and Zvim Min Achol and Shiloh Yeshach Rav Yerushalayim and Achrayat. Om Rav Yitzchak Shemati Shemakim Vibet Chodim Vizman Azek Kesavet Penem Lad Beit Avodah Zarai Vekesavet Rushu Shashat Velokit Shalatid Labo. If the Lobat Manatal Manukavala Nakalamanukazu Shiloh Nakalaz Yerushalayim, Makish Nakalamanuk, Mamanu Yeshakaret, Rav Nakala Yeshakaret. Omly Amrit, oh no, Amarava Lokim Amra, Kamina Lamine, my Tamakahadabe, Shukashi Rapori, most of Remarkin Shiloh Yeshakaret, Grishi Shalim in Akarat. The old time Bishop of Yerushalayim Nes Rabba Motalai Alamodeter, Vita Nakala Tanoi. Tell you, Ramallah, the Shamati, Kishaw, you bonim, Bechal, Sinkaloim, like Alkaloim, Leazora. Elash, Bechal, Bonim, Bechot, but everybody may be fleeing, Bom, Rev Yeshua, Shamati, Shamakrim, of Shimbai, Tokum, Kachim, Bishan Kalai, Kachim Kalam, Shem, Bishan, Homam, and the Shushan, Kishati, Kishati, Labo, Mechlad, Ribble, as a Savalok, Kishati, Labo, and Levin Havashi, who said, Demokulayam, Kishan, Kishati, Labo, my mighty Shmele, Koma, my mighty Shmele, Koma, says, Acer, and what's the curtain business? That's Sriot, to be Homa. Elakianitan. Tanya Amr Rabbi Yishmo Amr Rabbi Yezir Lama Manu Chachom in Betevu Shekisha Alu B'nei Agola Matzu Et Elo Vikichum Aval Rishonot Na Chaval Batlu Misha Bitla Aharetz Alma Kasav Kedish Vishani Kishat Shad Vlo Kishalati Lavo Veranino Amr Rabbi Yishmo Amr Rabbi Yezir Vichy Elo Vilvada Yu Halo Kvar Nema Shish Shemir Kol Chevel Argob Uktib Kol Elo Arim Mitzorot Chom Agboha Elo Lama Manu Chachom in Betevu Kishiyalu B'nei Agola Matzu Elo Vikichum. I thought the whole point you're saying is actually I'm a Lord Sikh. I mean, Matsua Deluman Well, but still, loyal of Avad, I'm a Koshtal Elachamisar Biadekami Abuteka. Chimukeva Koman, Yimot Yoshua Binun, Kola Mitzot Alano Aginbam, Mineshikushanakushan Shaita, Bikichala Tidavos, Kashan Rishman Rabishmo, Tretana, and Rabishmo Brigasi, Viva Isema, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi Amra, Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi Amra, Asher lo choma abu bishen lo achshab vayalo kodem lachin. Vayi, bimei akashverosh, amur ablevi vitemir abu yonatan dava ze mesorot biyadin mei anshe knesset akdola, kol makom shenema vayi eno elo shen tsar. Vayi bimei akashverosh, abu yonatan, bimei shvat ashoftim, rob, kir kaladon rov, vayashem kira batra adam, even ozum ikerem abu nivlanu yir, vayi bimei amra felos, milchama, vibi od yoshua biyirichu, chabo shmufa biyado, ayi shem et yoshua, malo bnei yisro bakayim, vayi shechad benraim et taim tzovim, Kana Eva Shem Sagarakma, Vaikasha Sakanchwell, Okubana Vedrahab, Vaida Vedrahab Rav Maskil, Vayasha, Vaisha Ulo Yena David, Vaikia Shava Melk Vivetel, Nakatalotiv Nabai, Tiva Hiba Yomashmini, Vitanio Toyomata Simkavit Nakadosbor, Yomshin Reports My Word, Uktivaka Vaiba Mashmini, Vivata Vaiver Vaivoka, Yomahad, but Ashakim not about you. But what about Vahibishwanim Shanava Bamiochana Vaktiva Ikashira Yakov Rakel Vaktiva Yerva Ivokiramakad and Ikasheni Aika Shlishi Aika Tuva Omravashi Kova Yi Ikahi Vikahi Havahi Bime Enoel Lashinsa Hamishvai Bime Ave Vaibime Hashverish Vime Shwatashoftim Vaibime Amrafel Vaibime Akaz Vaibime Yehoyakim. We are believing that the Messiah is the one who 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 is the one Zaktav yatsav emelachim v'neviyim elachim v'david Neviyim d'om rev levi Misar b'yodem otin amatz v'amatz yachim ayu Uchtif chazon yishayo ben amatz Amatz v'om rev levi d'avaz emisar b'yodem revatenu Mokom haron eno min amida Tanya yachi haron chasa moshe yesho esra amat l'chol ruach V'tif z'nei advir esir mama V'chtif v'knapa gruvecha d'esra amat Knapa gruvecha d'esra amat Aron gruvecha v'kor Elav shramia v'nei sayaomit Rav Yonatan Patach Lapit Chalai Parshat Amiyach Vekamti Aliyem Vichrati Labav Hashem Ushar Nin Venechet Numa Shem Shem Zeh Aktab Shar Zeh Lashon Nin Zeh Malchut Nechet Zeh Vashti Ushmu Barach Vini Patach Lapit Chalai Parshat Amiyach Tachat Anatzutz Yaleh Vrosh Tachat Asipat Yaleh Hadas Tachat Anatzutz Yaleh Tachat Amanar Hashashat Satsma Avodah Zara Ready to show me the way to the Yahweh, I can share Sasa Shemanakem, Lativatem, Kenya sees Varatem, Hodia, because you work by attention of Shahim, work to be safe with Neakalut from Rim, all the Lashem, Kidron Peter, Rivokan, with the Malone Market, Tobo Dazu, which I could have worked as a member of attention of Shahim, the Omer Yokan, my people of Karab Zel Zekola, a big Shumaka Shakoma Shira, or Marakadosh, or Masa, I don't mean the Yamatemum Shira, Omer Belazu.